So here's a couple of examples for you. Some of you may recognize this as a representation of the concept who. And of course, as I say that, even those of you that didn't know it before can probably immediately make sense of this representation, because for us as adults, it does make sense. We know that who is a question, and we know that this squiggle with a dot is in fact the way that we represent a question in traditional orthography. And we understand that this kind of round thing with two ears on the side and this sort of hair on the top is intended to represent a person. But if we now think about it from the perspective of a child who's one or two or three, this representation is really not very meaningful, and in fact may be very complex for kids to understand. Kids learn to ask who questions well before they understand that it's a question that they're asking. And the time that they learn that this squiggle and this dot represents a question is as they are introduced to literacy skills and are reading and writing. And once they're reading and writing, they really don't need a graphic symbol anymore, because in fact they can read the word. Moreover, kids seldom would draw a faceless person, and so although we can make sense of this sort of oval shape with the ears and the hair and fill in that this thing has eyes and a nose and a mouth and is in fact a person, for young children that's quite confusing. In the previous research that I talked about, that group of students went out and asked children of various ages and from various cultural backgrounds to draw the concept who. And the children came up with many of different drawings, but in fact almost all of their drawings represented the same type of concept, and this is the kind of thing that they drew.